today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Look, I'm just going to set the stage for this next discussion. I'm going to repeat part of the police report this morning, the first, actually, of the most ghastly and heinous crimes, I think. This was half a dozen, five juveniles, 14 years, 15 years, 11 years, 16 years, 14 years. For a start, of course, the inevitable stolen vehicle, which is appalling enough to start with. It's under the heading Armed Robbery, Trinity Beach. Six teenagers, apparently, not five, six teenagers have been arrested after being located by officers near the Sandown Close Mulgrave Road intersection yesterday. Officers were alerted by a member of the public after they'd observed the group fleeing from an allegedly stolen Great Wall Ute that had been abandoned. The vehicle had allegedly been used in several incidents. Have a listen to this. Used in several incidents since being stolen from a Maytown Close address yesterday morning. The first incident happened at 5:45 in the morning. One of the teenagers charged allegedly leaned out the window of the vehicle and snatched a bag from the shoulder of a woman riding a bicycle along Trinity Beach Road. Can you imagine what she went through with this, with the car passing by? Snatched the bag. It's just dreadful. She's gone off the bike, of course, sustained grazes on her arm. The next incident, 6:20 in the morning. Just not that long afterwards, a woman walking her dog on Reed Road, allegedly approached by two of the teenagers, one armed with a baseball bat and the other with a knife. Can you imagine? This is Sunday morning, 6:20, this lady walking her dog and she's got these creatures confronting her, threatening her life with a baseball bat or a knife. The woman backed into the carport of a nearby residence and yelled at the two that there were cameras overhead. The two returned to the vehicle, drove away. A total of eight boys and girls who were alleged to have had various levels of involvement with the vehicle were charged with a total of 31 charges, including robbery in company, attempted armed robbery, entered dwelling and unlawful use of a motor vehicle. Now, the gang made up of, here it is, four 14-year-olds, a 15-year-old, an 11-year-old boy, and a 16-year-old girl, and a 14-year-old girl. Seven of the group have been remanded in custody, will appear before the court. The remaining 15-year-old boy, being dealt with under the provisions of the Youth Justice Act. Look, at least now, these young criminals seemingly are being taken out of circulation for a brief time, at least. My God, we've still got a long way to go. Look, I mentioned this letter to the editor from Brett Moller. Now, the important aspect here is not only is Brett a lawyer, not only is Brett a long-serving leader in our community, but he's also a member of our council. And people listening to this show over the years have expressed their frustration that the council will only go so far, and invariably we get the response when we've got an explosion in crime and the council's contact comment, oh, no, that's not our responsibility. That's a state government responsibility. No, we're roads, rates, rubbish, really. Well, clearly, Brett has got lots. I'll cut to the chase here because it's a lengthy contribution to the Cairns Post today. But this is an example of what Brett has to say today. Make no mistake, our community and our residents who have the right to feel safe in their home have had enough. And the change we've seen in the Northern Territory will flow into a Queensland state election. This woman that's been elected last week, what did she say day one? I've had a gutful of this. We're bringing it to an end. Those who commit the crime, regardless of their age and regardless of their race, will have to pay a penalty that will see a reduction in crime fundamentally. Now, it's not rocket science, is it? Most of them haven't had the courage to even hint that that might be a way forward. So good on her. My God, she's got a challenge ahead of her, but there you go. She's had the courage to stand out there and say there's only one answer. They pay a penalty that will discourage the behaviour and get them out of our midst. Anyway, this is what Brett says. As a local councillor entering my third term, I've seen and been there, supporting volunteer sporting and community organisations where increasing vandalism and property damage to community infrastructure is spiralling out of control. Two sporting organisations have told me they've each spent in excess of $100,000 in repairs and preventive security measures with limited success. They just come back again and again. Why? There's no effective penalty. Unbelievable, isn't it? This is going on for years. Anyway, it goes on to say our Cairns Council has expended many thousands of dollars addressing repairs and preventive measures, where this money should have been spent on roads, on footpaths, on playgrounds, and on projects for better community outcomes. Councillor Brett Muller, Division 1, concludes with these words: if we keep doing what we have always done, we will keep getting what we've always got. And at the grassroots, residents are saying enough is enough. And he's on the line, is he? Yes, he is. Division 1's Councillor Brett Muller. Brett, congratulations for showing the courage to speak out. And tell us, seriously, what we already know, but so many people are afraid to mention, we've got to find a way to end this nightmare, Brett Muller.
Well, that's right, John, and I think the tone of my letter expresses my frustration as well, because things aren't improving, things are getting worse. I've just came back from the Developing Northern Australia conference in Karratha, so I did talk to a number of Northern Territorians over there about the recent election. Front and centre was the issue of crime. I believe that will be front and centre in the state election going forward. Leah Tanokiara over there has come out very strongly. She wants to, you know, reduce the age for criminal responsibility to 10 years of age. No more breach of bail is an offence. No more recidivist offenders just going through a revolving door over there. She's coming out strong because that is the community expectation. I believe that is the community expectation here in Cairns. And I've said before, when I, through the election, when I talked about zero tolerance, that the paper tried to say I was comparing it to New York, what I was comparing it to is the attitude of community and residents in zero tolerance. Yes. No more of this recidivist offending. That was the message that I was delivering. And I'll continue to advocate for that. I guess, we're seeing the LNP now talking about adult time for adult crime. And John, I've always said that the current, you've got to find that balance between deterrence and rehabilitation, and the rehabilitation programs aren't working. They're not being properly resourced. That supervision of recidivist offenders is not working. It's too short. There's not the, you know, the accountability for the crime that they're committing, and what you've just outlined there at Trinity, it's just horrendous.
Yes.
The level of the violence of the crime by young offenders is getting worse. Mm. Now, it's like turning a cruise liner in terms of the rehabilitation programs and the resourcing, but in the short term, we've got to make these young offenders accountable so that there is a deterrence of some measure, because it's not sinking in. And who are the victims? The victims are those residents. They're having their cars stolen, their houses broken into, the elderly that don't, you know, they don't feel safe. They're agitated. We're seeing this violence in shopping centres at all times of the day. It's not the stealth of night. They're happily doing it in the broad daylight, John, because there's no repercussions. So, you know, that was my frustration was that I work with a number of sporting and community organisations, and just before I went away last week, one of the organisations was broken into twice in 3 days and smashed.
Oh, no.
You know, plant and equipment smashed for no reason other than just to do senseless damage. And
yes.
Oh, yeah, I just feel so sorry for them. They're all volunteers. You know, here we go again. They have to work up their funding. And instead of growing the club and growing the sporting assets, they're spending money back on repairs. You know, again, as we do as a council. And, you know, you talked about finger pointing, but council is limited. We can't arrest people. We can't physically touch people. We've expended a new program into the suburbs. Our security team now into the suburbs, not just the CBD. We invest in CCTV. We work with QPS. We support the police officers. officers to the best of our ability. But again, we're investing in measures for crime when, you know, as I said, that the community projects and the footpaths and, you know, it's a tight budget, and that's where our focus should be. Mm. But we're being, there's a divergence back to senseless repairs to damage to community infrastructure is really a cost to community. So, yes, exactly. Again, that's the message I'm trying to get across. And, you know, John, a very emphatic win up there in the Northern Territory.
Yes.
Because of the significance of this issue of crime. I feel that with what Cairns, Townsville, certainly our regional centres, residents shaking their head, and it is the mantra, enough is enough, and we are turning to state government to find better solutions and at least have that deterrence. We can be, you know, really, really. Again, I'm frustrated, John, but I'll keep banging the drum.
I'm thrilled that you are. This Leah Fanocchiaro, she didn't resile from what has to be done. She virtually walked to the microphone after becoming the leader of the territory and said, "We're not tolerating it anymore. Whatever it takes, we're going to stem the tide of this disgraceful crime, regardless of their age, regardless of their race, whatever. If you're committing a crime, you have to be put in a situation where you will have a very high liability of not committing that crime again. Now, whatever that takes," and that's where we need to be going with this. I mean, you know what's happening here, Brett. Some of the crime doesn't even get mentioned on this program, because some nights there's so much of it, and there's so many victims out there who don't get any support once they've been a victim. If they haven't got insurance, they're certainly not going to get any worthwhile support. So this has got to be somehow or other stemmed. So firstly, I've got to say, even though you're saying it's not a council matter, I know it's not a council matter, but in the past we haven't had councillors with the courage to stand up and say, listen, it can't go on like this. You see yourself, first of all, as a community leader, which is why we elect so many of our representatives. For you, instead of saying, no, it's not my role, I'm not going to comment on that because that's someone else's job, you've had the courage to come out and speak on our behalf. So congratulations.
No, thank you, John. And that last sentence there, you know, from the grassroots, I am a local councillor, I am out in the community, I am getting the message, and I'm passing that message on. And I want to do it strongly, because we need change in terms of how we're dealing with youth crime in particular.
Yes. And thanks for talking to me this morning, Brett Moller.
Yep. Thank you, John.
Division 1 Cairns Council, Brett Moller.